Okay, should we move on to Hoblet?
I used to drink liquid sunshine back before the day you began to cast your love line all over the bay. Yeah. Had all the dives and beach bars. I'd order up that ray. A little rum and our cigars. Well, I can drink all day. Yeah. But it's time for a new.
Parts of this I really like. I feel like Hoblet has a really expressive voice. Like, he can put just little bits of grit into his voice at times, and he can also, like, engage his vibrato, like, slightly, or, you know, he does a lot of great, subtle, expressive things with his voice that I like. I also like his use of gang vocals in this song. I think they come in nicely and add some good emphasis, and I like the tone and playing of his guitars. Especially on the solo, which I think is, you know, nicely melodic and has sort of this, you know, neck pickup, rich tone that I like. But what bugs me about this song, and I think hurts it, is that the subject matter is just dry and dull. It's hard for me to keep interested in a song which is essentially about, like, what are the things that you should consider when, you know, concocting a new alcoholic drink? Should it have bitters? Should it have darker rum? Peach schnapps and fruit juice? You know, this is just a boring topic. And it just really didn't work for me. And I feel like, you know, there are some things, some ideas, some notions that are just not worthy of being in a song. And I think, like, the things that you should consider when making an alcoholic drink are not one of them. So the lyrics really killed it for me.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. The lyrics, you know, I get the idea, but that maybe they weren't the strongest. Like, he could have turned that into a theme within a story or something, or just a hint at that early on, say, yeah, I'm looking for this, and this is what happened, this is where I ended up, or whatever. But it was still fun to listen to, you know. It's like almost a little buried, not anger, but a little edge just right under there. Like, you could almost take off galloping and tear your face off if you wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, whiff of punk underneath the surface or something like that, you know. I thought it would be great fun to play that song in a band at all. And, you know, maybe the parts have worked out, and there's almost some higher, a little harmony with the lead vocal in the middle verse somewhere or something, or splash of keys or horns or something, you know. And also, it could be a pretty fun party song because it's all booze and woo-hoo and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be a great fun one to play. I'd love to play in on that outfit. That would be pretty cool, you know.
Yeah.
Loosey-goosey down in the keys or whatever it is, you know.
You know, maybe some of the ingredients could have been, like, you know, tears or, you know, emotions, or, like, maybe he was getting dumped while he was making the drink or something, or trying to come up with the drink. Just, like, some sort of emotional angle.
Yeah, just going for a party vibe. I did like the bass in that. I wrote down that bass is a ball grabber. I thought that was a little growly and down low. I was like, yeah, I thought that had a lot to do with the, maybe perhaps even the angrier of the song. It was kind of a little, like, almost growly or something. To point that out.
It's got a little bit of that El Rayo X thing going. I got the kind of keys sort of vibe for it too. I like this song. You know, this might be my new favorite Hoblet song when it comes right down to it. You know, it's got attitude, and the vocal performance kicks ass, and the melodic solo is perfect. Like, you know, like you guys had already said. If I have any complaint at all, it'd just have to be that the song lacks some dynamics. You know, it kind of mostly hits that one mood and stays there throughout the entire song. But, you know, if I like that mood, then there's no reason to complain about that. But also, you know, no three-part harmonies, which, again,
disqualified.
It's optional. It's optional is half of the words, optional challenge. but yeah, gang vocals do not three-part harmonies make. But I'm still voting for it. I liked it.
Yeah. I'll cast a vote that way for that one for sure. Oh, a great guy, man. Great music.
Yeah.
Genuine.
Yeah, and just good-natured and fun and nice to listen to. And, you know, yeah, it's got all that. It's happy. I like happy music.